Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Chalot. Today we are learning parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel and parak Dalet Mishnah Dalet. We discussed previously how two doughs that are attached to one another can be combined into one dough that is obligated in challah, even if each individual dough by themselves is not enough, is not sufficient, isn't the right amount to be obligated in challah. When you combine them together, then you can be obligated in challah in such a situation. The Mishnah here is going to discuss when doughs that are not directly attached to each other can also combine for this purpose. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Kabin, if someone made two doughs of one kav each, again, each kav individually is not enough for the obligation of challah, but together they are. But v'kav orez, o kav truma be'emtza, let's say there's a dough that's made of a kav of the rice flour or truma flour, both of which are not obligated in challah, and those are in between these two doughs. So you have one kav of wheat, another kav of wheat. Separately, they're not obligated in challah, but in the middle of them, you have another dough that's not obligated in separation of challah. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Einon mitstarf, and the two doughs do not combine into one dough that's obligated in challah because they are not connected with a dough that is obligated in challah. However, davar shenit l'challah sub'emtza mitstarfin. Says the Mishnah that if something that was obligated in challah, and that, but even if the challah was already separated, and that dough is in the middle of these two doughs that have not yet had challah separated from them, shekvar nischayev b'challah, that works. Why? Because the connecting dough has been previously obligated in challah, and therefore it has the potential, it has the ability to connect these two doughs by themselves. They're independently not obligated in the challah, but if they're being connected by a dough that was at one point obligated in challah, then you can combine the two doughs on both sides in challah. That unlike the dough of the rice flour or the truma, the dough from which challah has been separated was subject here to a challah obligation at one point, and therefore it can serve to combine the two other doughs into one dough that is obligated in challah. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Now, on a mid-araisa level, on a Torah level, you can separate challah from dough that is a mixture of chadash and yashan grain. So, for example, we've discussed previously that generally speaking, when it comes to trumas and maaser, for example, you have to separate truma and maaser from that year's grain. You can't include any other year's grain. On a daraisa level, that halacha does not apply to challah. However, on a midrabanan level, as the Rambam writes in his discussion in the first parak of Maseches Trumos, that on a midrabanan level, we don't allow a person to separate challah from one dough that was made, let's say, in this year of the cycle, and another dough that was made from a different year in the cycle. You can't combine those two doughs in order to be obligated in challah together. The Mishnah here is going to discuss a case where dough made from the flour of one year's grain was, in fact, joined, though, with dough made with the flour of another year's grain. Says the Mishnah, Kav chadash v'kav yashan shenashchu zeh bo zeh. If a dough was made from a kav of new flour, meaning it's from this year's grain, and a dough made from a kav of old flour, meaning flour from last year's grain, and these two doughs, again, independently aren't enough to be obligated in the challah, but they're firmly attached, like we discussed previously. They're literally biting each other. What's the halacha? Can we combine them for the purposes of separating challah or not? So Rabbi Shmuel says, Yitl menemta, that you can separate challah from the middle point, the point where the two doughs are joined, and this way is going to be separating the challah from both the old grain and the new dough. Both of them are going to have separation in the challah, and says Rabbi Shmuel, that can be done if that's the only option, if that's the dough that a person has in front of him. However, v'chachamim osrim, the chachamim forbid doing this. The chachamim said this is absolutely prohibited, you cannot do this. And the chachamim were of the opinion that even though, according to Torah law, the new and old doughs do combine to become one single two-kav dough that would be obligated in challah, nonetheless, they were concerned that if people would separate challah in the way that Rabbi Ishmael's presenting, then they're going to mistakenly do the same by trumas and maasers, and therefore, in order to avoid that mistake, says the Chachamim, we do not allow you to separate challah from dough, where some of the dough was from the new year, from the new grain, and some of the dough was from the old grain. Now, as we finish off the Mishnah, we're going to discuss a case where where challah was separated from a dough that was made with less than the minimum amount, like we've been discussing, to obligate it in challah. Says the Mishnah, Hanotel challah min hakav. Regarding a person who separates challah from a dough that is made with less than the appropriate amount, only a kav of flour, but later he adds enough dough to make it large enough to be obligated in challah. So initially the dough is less than the amount, but he's going to add some later on that will be the right amount of dough for the challah. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says challah. But what he separated at that point later is considered to be challah retroactively, even though right now it's not enough to be obligated in challah, because later on he's going to add the right amount of dough. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, it would be considered to be challah l'mafreya, it would be considered to be challah retroactively. However, v'chachamim, omrim the chachamim say, no, ain't a challah, this is not considered to be challah, because after all, it was separated before the dough was actually obligated in challah. You separated it, and at that time when you separated it, say the chachamim, it was not big enough, it was not the right amount to be obligated in challah, and therefore the chachamim say that you are not allowed to separate, you're not allowed to separate challah from this dough. The flour that was given was not the right amount, even if later you're going to add more dough. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Discuss the case where you have two kav of the doughs that are separated either with this rice dough or this truma dough, both of which are not obligated in challah. So we said that because the item in the middle, this dough in the middle, is not obligated in challah, never was and never will be, so it can't connect the two kavim on either side for the purpose of obligating it in challah, and therefore you are not going to separate challah from those doughs. They do not combine to obligate them in challah. However, says the Mishnah, if you put something in the middle that was obligated in challah at one point, even if you separated the challah since then, you would be obligated to separate the challah. They would combine for the purposes of challah to be given to the Kohen. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, began discussing a case where you have dough that is mixed. You have dough that was made from a new flour and dough that was made from old flour. So Rabbi Shmuel was of the opinion that it's fine that on a deraisa level, you can in fact separate challah from such dough, and therefore separate from the middle point, the point where the two doughs are joined, and this way you're going to separate challah from both the new dough and the old dough. But the Chacham disagrees and no, that you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to separate it, because we're concerned that maybe you're going to come to do the same thing by Chumas and Maestros, and therefore the Chacham, who we paskin like, by the way, as the Bartanur points out, is of the opinion that you're not allowed to separate challah from dough that was made from both the new flour and old flour as well. And the Mishnah just concluded by telling us that regarding a person in a situation where a person separates challah from a dough made only with one kav of flour, but later on he's going to add around the right amount of dough. So the question is, what's the status of the challah that he separated at this point before the correct amount of dough was added? Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that challah is going to be lemafre, it's going to be retroactive, because he's going to add enough dough later on. That works for now as well. But the Chacham, once again, who we paskin like, is of the opinion that no, that because at the point when he separated the challah, that was before it was the right amount, therefore it's not going to work. The challah that's being separated is not valid challah. Have a great day.